This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congress is one step closer to avoiding a government shutdown this weekend. The Senate passed a temporary spending bill through December 16th, with both of Colorado's senators voting yes. The resolution funds the government at current levels and also includes military aid for Ukraine and disaster relief funds. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he's sorry a compromise on oil and gas permitting reform was not included.
I wanted to have that in this bill, but you don't get everything, and we're going to come back in a couple weeks and start trying to work on it again.
The measure passed the Senate 72-25. The stopgap funding now heads to the House. Colorado hit another grim COVID-19 milestone this week. CPR Health reporter John Daly explains.
More than 14,000 Coloradans have now died due to COVID-19. That's according to the state's dashboard. More than 40% were older than 80 years old. More than 80% were older than 60. Men made up a slight majority of the deaths. Most deaths came during big waves during the last two winters. But residents are still dying. This past month, about 30 Coloradans died each week from the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Skiers and snowboarders will soon be able to use their phones to get on lifts at Vail resorts. The company says they will test the mobile pass technology at some resorts this year, replacing plastic cards and printouts. The system will fully launch during the 2023-2024 season. The Broomfield-based company says it will spend millions more next summer on new additions and on lift improvements. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now. In Grand Junction, it's in the 60s, and rain is expected for the rest of the day.